about being able to be three-step plan, the minimum investment compared to the return that I got was just awesome. The three-step plan has given me my life back.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the three-step plan home business system. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-305-5482. 800-305-5482.
Listen on air at 870 KRLA, in the car, at home, at work, or listen from anywhere on earth.
KRLA870.com.
Intelligent, conservative, talk radio.
The Terry Anderson Show is brought to you by the friends of Terry Anderson.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Every 30 seconds, a new illegal alien arrives. 200 million more immigrants in just 43 years. Our education, health, legal systems, environment, culture, infrastructure, and quality of life are eroded while taxpayers are burdened with unfair expense. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians to stop now. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or visit SayNoToIllegals.org.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Besides free public benefits like health care, welfare, education, and housing, illegal aliens hit the jackpot with their anchor babies, born in our hospitals at our expense. These babies, 10% of all babies born here, are now citizens who can sponsor more families at age 18. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians stop now before it's too late. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org.
Within your reach, hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stand up and be...
He was demanding this. He wanted the Mexican government to tell us where and when and how we could put a fence. We knew that in May, in a speech to the National Council of the Race, Graham said of anyone opposing amnesty, he would, quote, tell the bigots to shut up, end quote. In other words, if you're against amnesty, if you're against allowing people to come here illegally, if you're against people being in the country without going through the proper medical checks and going through the proper places, if you are against illegal aliens taking our jobs, our wages, using welfare, you are a bigot. This is what Percy Lindsey Graham said. This was his exact words. He said, I will tell the bigots to shut up. Now, we knew what kind of person he was when we saw the pattern of his deeds and the Americans attacked him. We went after this guy like a bunch of pit bulls. We jumped on this guy and locked onto him and didn't let go. Well, guess what? Now he's born again. He's born again. He's seen the light. Praise the Lord. This guy is going to decide now to do the right thing all of a sudden. We don't know why, but all of a sudden he's going to do the right thing. And last Friday, the Senate passed a $3 billion spending bill for immigration and border enforcement. Now, the Gramsci-Pryor Amendment, as it's called, pushes for the U.S. Listen to this, folks. You're not going to believe this. Pushes for the U.S.-Mexican border to be sealed and taken under full control. Full control. It will increase the number of Border Patrol agents to 23,000. It has funding for 45,000 detention beds and funding for 4 unmanned aerial vehicles, 105 ground-based radar and camera towers. All of this is in this bill. It provides for expedited removal of illegal aliens. It even addresses visa overstays. It requires that they be detained under the provisions of the Department of Homeland Security. It even addresses law enforcement's ability to get immigration status information in sanctuary cities. Hold on. Let me go back and check. Maybe I got this wrong. Who wrote this? Yep, Lindsey Graham. This is his amendment. He wrote it. He said, we've got to get tough on this. All of a sudden. Now, remember when he was talking about amnesty was the best thing, the most compassionate thing to do, the human thing to do. Now, all of a sudden, we've got to get tough. No matter what, we got to get tough. Imagine that. A guy who laughed at us, who called us bigots, incited against us with the biggest racist, separatist, hate group in the country, the National Council of the Race. Now he's telling us that we have to do something about the problem. He said the passing of this amendment was like, quote, having been robbed 12 million times and finally getting around to putting a lock on the door, end quote. What? This is what we've been telling you, and it ain't no 12 million. It's closer to 30 million. But this is what we've been telling you. We've been robbed. But you were telling us we had to have comprehensive immigration reform. And we were telling you we wanted enforcement only. Not enforcement first. We wanted enforcement only. Because that's what we deserve as American people. That's what we deserve because we put up with the 1986 an amnesty. We said, no more. We want enforcement only. What an epiphany. And I ask you, why? Why did this epiphany happen? Why the sudden change of heart? I'm going to tell you why. Because there was no change of heart. There was no epiphany. This man has earned the ire and wrath of the American people, and now he wants to trick us into believe he's got born-again status. He is not born again. We must not believe him. We must not forget what he did. We must treat him the way he treated us. He's got to go. We're going to treat him and punk him the way he tried to do when he put forth this amnesty bill. We've got to treat him like the pariah that he earned the status of being. The next year, when he runs for office, we must remember his deeds when it's time to vote. Don't tell me, well, he's a Republican, I got to vote for him. I'm sick of that one. This man is no conservative. He's no Republican. How he got in office, I don't know. I need to talk to you people down in South Carolina and ask who's been voting for this clown. But you've got to stop that. You've got to stop talking about, well, he's in my party. I can't vote for the Democrat. The Democrat will be worse. Nothing. Nothing will be worse than this man. This is the bottom of the barrel. The bottom of the political barrel is Lindsey Graham. And if you vote for him, you are down there groveling in the muck and mire out in the outhouse with this guy. It's horrible. But you will tell me, well, I got to go with the Republican over the Democrat. No, you do not. Remember his deeds. And I'm going to help you remember. I got a mind like an elephant. I don't forget nothing. And I'm going to tell you something. If you forget, I will make sure you remember. Next year, when he's running for office, I will do everything I can. I don't care if this guy gets the whole thing shut down, border sealed up, and everything else. He's still got to go because of what he did. And everything he's doing now is for all the wrong reasons. We will accept it, but we will not let him off the hook. Politicians do this all the time. They stick it to us dry and figure we won't remember a year later. They'll figure, oh, he'll forget. He won't remember. We'll do some spectacular deal to make sure that this guy doesn't remember how bad we shoved it to him last year. But you know what? We will remember. This guy is a symbol of the politicians we have to endure today, and he will be a symbol of our American anger. That, I promise you, that you can take to the bank. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Floyd Harris, Vice President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputies.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, even star photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Don, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the good folks listening all across the country on our RBN stations. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. If you're nice, I'm nice. If you're nasty, woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horrible little clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight, the horriblest clown of the week is Jose Gonzalez. Never heard of him? Well, when I'm done, you tell me how horrible this clown is. He's the owner of the Tarasco Steel Company, and he was arrested Thursday morning for hiring illegal aliens to do construction on major highway bridge construction projects. Now, stick with me here. Gonzalez was indicted for hiring illegal alien workers from Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico, where they were working providing steel rebar to major construction sites. Now, one of these was in Greenville, Mississippi. One was the Huey P. Long Bridge in New Orleans. I've been on that bridge. U.S. 90 Bridge in Biloxi, Mississippi. The I-40 the earthquake refitting bridge in Memphis, Tennessee. Seismic, that was the word I was trying to get. And the LA-1 Bridge in Leeville, Louisiana. Now, here we go. Investigators determined that 77 people arrested were illegal aliens. Illegal aliens working on bridges. And if that wasn't bad enough, the investigators revealed that none of the employees had proper welding certification. They weren't even welders. They weren't even welders among them. They were illegal aliens who were learning on the job, and they were fixing bridges and building bridges that we have to drive across. Unbelievable. There are major bridges. These were major bridges on major highways, and they are part of the nation's critical infrastructure, folks. Now, you know what happened up there in Minnesota. Now, of the 77 illegal aliens arrested, 26 were employees of the Tarasco Steel Company, and the others were from additional construction companies that were at these building sites. The Tarasco employees were using unauthorized Social Security numbers, and Gonzalez has been charged with falsifying and altering the I-9 eligibility forms so that these people could be hired. This is typical greed, folks. And this guy should have a brand new jail with his name on it, built for him. They should put this guy under it once it's built. This guy was hiring illegal aliens to work on something as sensitive as a bridge. Now, I'm not saying these Hondurans and Mexicans and Guatemalans were going to sabotage the bridge. I'm saying they didn't know what the hell they were doing, and the bridge was probably going to collapse because of faulty workmanship. That's what I'm saying. Because they weren't qualified to do the job, and they weren't even supposed to be in the country. And here's a guy who wanted to make a whole bunch of money. When they checked his bank account, they sealed it up and seized almost $500,000, $427,000 out of his bank account. This guy's 32 years old, and I hope they throw the book at him. Jose Gonzalez, you suck. You are a greedy bastard. But I say this, worse than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. Can you believe this, folks? Can you believe people will sell out their country and hire illegal aliens? And you cannot tell me that this clown, this idiot, this rotten dog could not find American welders who would work on a bridge, because you know it pays good money. But what he's doing is what all of them do. I hear people all the time, these stupid talk show hosts like Larry Elder and a lot of the rest of them, who say, well, that's good that they can get this cheap labor. They don't pass that savings on. That profit goes in their pocket. It's like a guy goes to the body shop. Body and fender guys were making $20 an hour in the 70s. Now they're making $8 and $10. You think that additional savings helps you save money when you get your car fixed? You think it helps keep insurance payments down? No. That money goes in the body shop owner's pocket. It doesn't get passed on. Just the same thing here. This guy was building these bridges, fixing these bridges, and guess what? He's making buku stupid money because he had illegal aliens working for him, wasn't paying prevailing wage, and was not hiring Americans. I got nothing for him. I got no respect and no pity. I hope they stick it to him. I hope he goes to prison for 100 years. He has a 300-pound cellmate named Tyrone. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Owen calling from Cookeville, Tennessee. Owen, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say Terry Anderson for president.
I don't know if I want the burden, buddy, but I appreciate the vote of confidence.
First, did you happen to watch the debate today? And I guess immigration isn't an issue in this country.
I absolutely did watch the debate this morning, and no, it was not an issue. You know that Stefanopoulos, step on all of us, or whatever his name is, he's not going to bring it up. But, yeah, I did watch it this morning.
Well, I want to take a moment to talk about who I think is the best qualified candidate, and that's Tom Tancredo. And I believe Tom Tancredo will secure that border because he's going to put the United States military on that border
against that when I had him on the show.
And Tom Tancredo is not going to support any 245i amnesties or any other kind of amnesty. And I'm sorry to say that Dr. No, Ron Paul, voted for those amnesties. And Tom Tancredo is not going to support any guest worker programs that double the number of foreign workers, as unfortunately Dr. Paul did. And this is a critical week. The Iowa straw poll is coming up, and Tom Tancredo needs support. He's been there. He's always been someone we can count on. And Ron Paul doesn't talk about illegal immigration unless you bring it up to him. And I was happy that Tom Tancredo did, at least on today's show.
Yeah, you got a jab in. He sure did when they were talking about health care.
Yes, sir.
He said, you know, you really want – he mentioned health care. He talked about it to show that he's not a one-subject guy. He did talk about it a little bit on. And then he said, you know, you really want to fix health care, get rid of these illegal aliens that are sucking us dry in our hospitals. And if you noticed – that was the biggest applause of the whole debate when he said that.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening, sir.
Thank you, Owen. Appreciate it. Call me again, buddy. You know, Ron Paul, he was pretty good on the debate today. I watched him. He was very good. He's got a lot of good things to say. And Duncan Hunter was good also. The guy that always has the best soundbite, the best line, is always Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee always comes off as really being smart and having the best thing, but it just proves that a guy that has the best line doesn't necessarily make the best candidate, because we all know Mike Huckabee is a rotten, traitorous dog who was for every illegal alien. When he was the governor of Arkansas, he did everything he could. He made a statement in a speech one time that says, you know, it looks like with the Hispanic influx in the South, a good old Caucasian boy like me is gonna be the minority in the South. Well, you know, I don't care about a white boy being a minority in the South. That's not my concern. But to sit back and say that you're going to allow illegality to overrun the South, where you are no longer, as an American, the majority there, that's a fool. That is a fool with a capital L. And you can stop that takeover, that shift in demographics by just enforcing the laws. And instead of him doing that, he just admits it, throws in the towel, and says, I'm willing to be the minority. And he didn't really mean as a white person. He meant as an American. That is a fool. And anybody that would get behind an idiot like that needs their head examined. Let's go to Sandy, calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Sandy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I was calling about, you were talking about politicians thinking we forgot. Well, if you remember when Ron Paul was on your program, and we asked him why he voted for these 245i illegal alien amnesty.
Yes, we did.
And you remember what he said? He couldn't remember.
Yeah, he didn't remember.
I was talking with a couple of people today, and this is Dr. No. This is the man who votes no on most things. Now, the few things he votes yes on ought to stick in his mind, and yet he pulls the I don't remember.
Well, you know, in his defense, I'm going to say this. You know, if you vote on a lot of different things, you get a lot of bills across your desk. I threw a number at him, 245i. It was middle of the night for him. He was off his feet a little bit. He was a little tired. So I can understand him not knowing the number. But when I explained it to him and he still said, well, that would be amnesty, I wouldn't vote for that. Well, you know, I just...
Sorry, but you did.
You did. And, you know, you have to be responsible for your vote. And, folks, let me say right now, I am not anti-Ron Paul. Ron Paul's in my top three of the people that I would support that were on that panel this morning. But, I want a guy, I'll be honest with you, I want a guy that's out front on this issue. I hear people all the time telling me, Ron Paul's a constitutionalist. Well, that's good. But, you know, he's got a few votes there that I question. And I, you know, the constitutionalist is a very good thing. That is a very important thing to me in my life. But also somebody who's making mistakes on an invasion issue, Sandy, I kind of wonder, I don't know, you know?
Well, Terry, I mean, when he came on your show, there's only one topic discussed. He's not talking about the high price of gas.
Well, I don't see
it. We're not talking about the economy.
That's true.
We're talking about illegal aliens.
Right.
So the only thing he knew he'd be asked about is illegal aliens.
I don't know if he knew that, Sandy, to be honest, because we didn't tell that to his people. We just mentioned that we wanted him on, so we got to give him a pass on that one. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I did send it to you, and I'm writing a three-part.
Yeah, I did get the first part.
And I'll tell you what, the number of responses I've had from people thanking me for telling them Ron Paul's position is just phenomenal.
Well, you know, Sandy, I don't do the he's better than this guy thing, you know, the lesser
not.
Of two evil. But I, as devil's advocate tonight, let me ask you this. You've got the front runners, and Sean Hannity and others always say that the bottom tier people should get out and let the front runners have it so they could have more discussion time at these debates. I disagree. I want Tom. I even want Ron Paul. I want Duncan Hunter to have more time. So having said that, would you take Ron Paul over a Mitt Romney or a Rudy Giuliani?
That'd be a tough one, but I probably would.
That's my point. Sandy, thanks for the call.
Sure, thank you.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. And see, folks, that's what I'm talking about here. Rudy Giuliani is, you know, he's just a disaster for us on this issue. But to me, I would much rather have a Ron Paul than any of those other guys up there. And as far as him and Tancredo, I would love to see both of them on the ticket. I would have zero problem with that. But, yeah, I just hate to see people fighting over which one is going to be the winner. You know what I mean? That's the problem. Two good guys, and they're finding it out at the bottom, and they're not getting appropriate time. We're going to take our break now, folks. We're going to listen to our good buddy, Augustine Cebeda of the Brown Berets de Aslan, Racist Deluxe. He's going to tell you all about what he thinks of you as an American. Let's see what he's got to say, courtesy of CCIR.
I was talking about the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! Pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. Taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people, are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan, this is Mexico. They're the pilgrims on our land.
Go back to the Nina, the Pita, the Santa Maria.
The Terry Anderson Show is heard live on the All-American Radio Network and RBN Network.
Intelligent, conservative, talk radio.
Get the latest news.
Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
KRLA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion, and I can say seismic. I can say it. I can get it out. You know, just one of those things, folks. You know, it's staring you in the face, and you don't know how to handle it. Seismic, one more time. All right, let's get to back to the phones. Before we do, though, I want to say a few things about Ron Paul. I want to reiterate, folks, I'm not beating up on Ron Paul. We had him on the show. One of the main reasons we brought him on was that he was a presidential candidate. We wanted to give him a chance. The other reason was we got a lot of people who says, why don't you get Ron Paul on? And I said, sure, fine. So we tried for a while. It took 2 or 3 weeks. Wasn't it, Mike? 2 or 3 weeks. It took 2 or 3 weeks to get him on, so we got him on. And then he comes on, and that question, I asked him about 245i. I want you to know, I had 45, 46 people said, ask him about his vote on 245i. Some of those people were Ron Paul supporters who also wanted to know why he voted yes. So anybody that thinks I threw this at him to trip him up, I did not. Because I like the guy, and I don't want him tripped up. I want him to be there when the cut is made. You know what I mean? But what can I tell you? He's responsible for his answers and for his votes. And a lot of times in Congress, folks, you talk to these politicians, they will tell you, well, my staff told me vote yes. They can't read every bill that comes along. I'm not saying that's what happened with Ron Paul. I do not know. But that does happen. Maybe he wasn't familiar with the bill. I don't know. Call his office and ask him. Well, I'll let it go. It's been too long now. But he's a good guy, folks, and I support him as far as him being a constitutionalist and as far as him being way head and shoulders above that other crowd. And that includes Fred Thompson. That includes Rudy Giuliani. That includes the flip-flopper. What's his name? The guy from Massachusetts. And McCain, all of those guys, I got nothing for them. I'd rather vote for Flip the Frog or somebody. Let's go to George, calling from Whittier, California. George, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, proud supporter of your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm out to tell you and ask people to strip money from the National Council of La Raza. And one of the ways to do this is to boycott State Farm Insurance.
And absolutely.
I set up a website called boycottstatefarminsurance.com. They are a huge sponsor of La Raza.
I would ask you to translate, though. Don't give it in two languages. Call it what it is. National Council of the Race.
It is the National Council of the Race.
There you go.
And you need to strip the money from them. That's what everybody, yep. If you're wondering what you can do tonight, cancel your State Farm insurance or call the State Farm insurance company. Tell them you never, never will get their insurance.
And George, yeah, I was going to get ready to say, tell them why. Don't just cancel. You got to tell them why.
Oh, no. If you go to the website, I walk you through the whole process. Make as much noise as you can.
Yeah, it's like the Bank of America. You take your money out of the Bank of America, you tell them.
You make noise with your local agents, their management, and the Ed Russ Jr. chairman. Just tell them what you're going to do and then do it. And the good news is you're probably going to save money. I list alternative suppliers. I've had people save a lot of money, and what I ask them to do is donate the money to Terry Anderson.
Well, I appreciate
it. Get the money to Terry. Just strip the money out of these guys. This is all about money. Let's take the money away from them.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks, George. Call me again.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Folks, Mel, the Happenfeller does our phone lines, brought me a little community paper today. It's the MVN Weekly. This is from La Cañada, Pasadena, South Pasadena, San Marino, Altadena, Arcadia, Sierra Madre, Monrovia, Bradbury, and Duarte. These are small cities here in the Los Angeles area, folks. And one of the things listed under community events, you're going to absolutely, positively love this. Community Weekly feature in Monrovia. It's supposed to be Monrovia. It's the first annual Latino Home Improvement Show. Now, why do we need a Latino home improvement show? Are you telling me the Latinos can't go to a regular home improvement show? And if me as a black man, if I go here, they're going to let me in. They're going to say, no, we're not letting you in. This for Latinos. This is the most racist, blatantly racist thing I've ever seen in my life. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this is what we sank to. It is just unbelievable, folks. Let's go to Bill calling from Chicago, Illinois. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Just caught your show tonight. I like what I'm hearing.
Thank you, sir.
The reason I'm calling is I like Rand Paul myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see that, you know, you're not, you know, dumping on him.
Never. And never.
Because we've got to put either Tancredo or Paul into the White House in 2008. And if we beat up on either of those two, we might make them unelectable.
Well, Bill, you heard what I said. I hate to see anybody, these two guys fighting among themselves. And they're not fighting. It's us. It's the people who are fighting, you know, between the two guys. But you're right. And these two guys are basically good guys. And I would like to see both of them elevated to the top along with Duncan Hunter. That should be our three top guys, not these four idiots, the 3+1 gang.
Yep.
One of the guys hasn't even said he's running for office, and they've got him up there in the top three. That's unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you, did you see the ABC poll after the debate thing today?
Yes, I did.
I was pretty impressed with those numbers. I would love to see a Paul Tancredo ticket or the reverse if we can't get that.
Either way, I would take it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well said, Bill. Call me again, buddy.
I will.
You take care.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Ron calling from Los Angeles, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, I want to say, even though the victory has been won, senators and the Congress people are putting earmarks into other bills with illegal aliens like amnesty and other things. Don't let it be fooled. So people should watch the bills. And talk show hosts should be talking about these bills, not to pass them because of the sneakiness of the Senate.
Absolutely.
And the Congress.
And this thing with Lindsey Graham, Ron, you know, this was just an amendment to another bill. I know why he's doing it. If he can get all these measures passed now, these tough control and enforcement measures, guess what's going to be next? Okay, we did everything you said. Now we want the amnesty. So that's going to come. I don't trust any of them.
And Lindsey Graham only did it for one reason. If he had 4 or 5 years left, like John Kyle, he would never do this.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. But he's up for re-election next week. Next year. I wish it was next week. He's up for re-election in 2008, and he's feeling the heat. Ron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
Let's go to Daniel calling from Culver City, California. Daniel, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Larry? Yeah, it's in the ag job bill. They're trying to push it through the war spending plan and the DREAM Act amnesty.
Yep.
And plus, you remember the bill H.R. 1999, which would fund LaRoz at $5 million for the first fiscal year 2008,
that's right.
$10 million thereafter?
That's right.
Wasn't enough. Congress wants to give $25 million now. I heard that on Kevin's show.
You need to call the finance committee.
You need to call your senators and tell them you don't like it.
That's for housing for Hispanics. Am I correct?
Yeah, basically, I would say it's illegal.
Well, right, I'm sure, because that's who basically would need it, and that they would not distinguish. You know, it's like HUD. I remember when Jack Kemp, people canonized Jack Kemp as one of the great. He was a sorry, rotten, stinking quarterback when he played for the Bills. He was horrible. He was nothing but defensive tackle bait. This guy was. They were jumping on this guy like he had a pork chop hung around his neck. But he was a horrible politician, and when he gets to the head of HUD, what does he say? We will not distinguish between legal and illegal. He's the guy who put illegal aliens in the HUD housing, another Republican. So you know what I mean? This is something we got to distinguish here, folks. They are passing bills now that are just outrageous, and some of your Republicans are voting for them. Do I think Republicans are bad as Democrats? Of course not. But guess what? They suck pretty bad. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it, Ted.
Let's go to Fred calling from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Fred, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, brother. I got a couple real quick points here. First, Mitt Romney's religion. Romney is a Mormon. And, of course, one of the core beliefs of Mormonism, or Moronism, if you want to drop the second M, is that the Native American people are descendants of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. So they're basically like the chosen race, the Native Americans. And, of course, the people of Mexico have Aztec blood and Mayan and so on and so forth. So you get the picture. The Mormons also believe that Mexicans are the chosen race. So I would just advise everybody to look into Mr. Romney's religion and just what he's going to be supporting if he gets elected for president.
Well, I'll tell you, Fred, I'm not going to, you know, his religion wouldn't bother me unless it was, you know, maybe he was a Muslim or something. I know I'm going to get letters on that one. And the reason I say that is because most Muslims don't have the same ideology as Westerners do. We are basically Judeo-Christian people here. So I don't know if a Muslim would ever be proper for as a president of the United States. Send me the emails, folks. It's okay. But that's my opinion. But as far as him being a Mormon, I don't know. But we'll have to see on that. We'll have to see what they're taught.
His religion, like I say, it's basically a racist belief. But another quick point about the North American Union. I heard a lady on the radio last night, a Dr. Peterson from Emory University, and she's got a website, stopthenorthamericanunion.com. And I would ask everybody to check that out.
Good website.
That's the.
This is all tied together, Fred. It's all tied. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville, who happens to be a Latter-day Saint. What's the deal, Jerry?
Well,
hello, Jerry.
Well, let me say this.
Come on, Jerry. We got a limited time here.
I know we do. I know we do. But I call off guard here. Let me say this. As Latter-day Saints, we defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The Church does not tell us who to vote for or how to vote. They do tell us to befriend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. Now, on his aspect of what he said about the Hispanics, the Savior not only in our faith came to Israel, he came to North America, Central America, and South America. I don't care what faith you are or what religion background you are. If you're an American, you have to make this a righteous nation. If you do not make it a righteous nation, then you will lose it. Now, let me say this about C-SPAN. C-SPAN on Channel 2 C-SPAN, they had a vote. We won the vote that said we're not going to give aid to the illegal aliens, whatever country they come from. We're not going to support them. The Congress turned around. The Democrats hit the gavel. As Belgrade said, there's two important things, my vote and the gavel. When the gavel goes down, the vote is over with. The Democrats opened the vote up, changed the vote around, and defeated us on a bill that was going to say, I don't care what country you come from,
they're not
going to get aid from America for you.
They sure did.
Go back to your own country and get aid.
That was just atrocious, you know what I mean?
It's like I tell you, the Constitution's hanging by a thread. The Latter-day Saints are responsible to help save that. And I listened to the thing on Stepping Out this morning before I went to church. And normally I don't, but I did. And my good friend Ron Paul and Tom Van Creedle was the only one. Well, Tom Van Creedle was the only one who brought up the illegal alien thing.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
Why we're spending so much on health care and all this other stuff.
He did get it in there, even though there was no question about it. Got to
no
go, Jerry. Thanks for the call,
take care,
buddy.
Take care, your partner.
Take care.
God bless.
Let's go to Anita calling from San Jose, California. Anita, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, about the person that spoke about AmericanUnion.com, where they're talking about that union, there is a book out, and I heard about it about a month ago or a couple of months ago from Jeremy Corsi. I think the name is The Late Great USA, and he speaks about all the documented information that he has for the alliance that they're doing between the United States and a lot of other countries, including Spain. Spain and Giuliani's family. Giuliani's family is involved in this enterprise, humongous enterprise that they are planning with all these highways, the superhighway coming from Mexico. And in the book, it tells you where you find this information buried in public information, whatever, from the government. But it's in a lot of pages, and you have to go through, weed it out, and then you see that it is there.
The name is Jerome Corsi.
And then this Giuliani, Giuliani, people don't know this, but his family is directly connected with this royal family in Spain, who are the ones that are going to be the main investors for
venture.
And it is. And let me see what else. I lost track of the race. Well, and about the illegal aliens going to another subject. Oh, one thing. Actually, with this, the cat is out of the bag, because we were wondering, why is the government pushing this illegal issue? So, you know, they're so much behind this, supporting these illegal aliens. And that's what the reason, because they have a deal going on between Mexico and some other Latin American countries, Spain and other countries, to do this. However, you know, they're trying to do it behind our backs and thinking that we're too stupid to know. But now
like,
we know.
Yeah, like and you say, the cat is out of the bag now.
Yeah,
it's too late on that one.
You know what? I think it's going to be almost next to impossible for us to stop it. However, I would say we don't need to commingle, because this is not like Europe. Because they're doing it in Europe, where you can travel anywhere you want and work anywhere you want. That doesn't mean that. But the culture in Europe is more even. And I'm not. This is not a racist issue. It's just being realistic.
Let me tell you something. The people in Europe, the people in Europe don't like what's happened over there. They wanted to keep their identity. They didn't want that European Union. They didn't want any parts of it. They wanted to keep their lira and their marks and all their other denominations of money. But it was pushed on them the same way they're trying to push this mess on us. And we should look at them as an example and say, you know what? We're not going to let happen to us what happened to them.
We probably need to compromise. Let's go ahead and build those bridges, highways, but let's build them with American people, American workers that are going to make good money on it, and our economy will flourish.
Well, we can always use a new highway, but we just don't want the one they have coming up here from Mexico for the reason they have. I got to go, Anita. Thank you for the call. You take care.
All right,
let's go to Dale calling from Wilmington, California. Dale, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, sir, how you doing? God bless you.
Pretty good. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I was turned on to your program by Brother Charles out of Ward 4 in D.C.
Oh, yeah, that's my buddy.
Yeah, and, man, I love your program.
Thank you, sir.
And I love what you're doing. I even looked you up on the Internet and saw that you're involved in a lot of
things. Are you the one that does the threads with him on some of the stuff I've read from the papers back there?
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And I've also been posting on the CBC blog,
mm-hmm.
the
Congressional Black Caucus, folks.
And you know, basically, tell them, hey, you people are useless if you can't stand up when we need you.
They really are. And you know what, Dale? Here's what gets me. They claim to be so pro-black. We're for black folks. Well, if you're for us, look what's going on with us. Look at what's happening. I was at a town hall meeting here with Tony Muhammad a couple of weeks ago. You know, they were telling us everything we were saying was wrong and that we should embrace these illegal people because it's that evil white man who's, you know, and it went on and on and on with the same old rhetoric. In the meantime, guess what? We got no jobs. In the meantime, our schools are full of illegal aliens. In the meantime, our wages are depressed. In the meantime, our kids can't work a jack-in-the-box because they don't speak Spanish. Everything is changing, but they're telling us it's not changing. They're basically peeing on our head and telling us it's raining. And it's not.
Well, you know, one of the things that I continue to do is, I don't expect to get any major change out of communicating with these guys, posting and letting them know what's going on.
But it's the other, Dale, it's the other people who read it.
I want to make sure that they can't claim that they were ignorant.
Right, that's a good one, too. I hadn't thought of that. That's a good one, too. You take away that it's full disclosure now. But here's the thing. It's not just them. There are people who go there and read those threads. There's people who go there and read those comments. That's the ones that are going to say the same thing that Charles said in D.C. When I met him, he thought he was the only person in the world who was this way about this invasion. But he found out. He found out that, guess what? He wasn't alone. And he found out there's a lot of other folks, including black folks out here, who are angry about this. That's why you post it there, so others can say, you know what, here's a guy that feels like I do.
Now, I do have a favor to ask you, and I hate to do this when you're time, but I emailed you, I sent my email address to you, and I would appreciate it if you could pass it along to that brother and yourself as well.
Well, man, I don't know if I got it. Send it again to me tonight. Can you do that?
I can do that.
Okay, I'd appreciate it.
You know, again, I feel alone. I know that I'm not.
You're not.
I know that there's 7,000 others that haven't bowed the knee to Baal.
There's tons of us. And let me tell you something. We're getting angrier and angrier. It's going to get better, brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get better. Call me again.
Will do.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Lou calling for mayor. Oh, Officer Lou, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
I was going to say I was born in L.A. I went to school here. I grew up here. I still live here. Served on the police department 31 years, and I know what it's like here, with how it's changed. And I was going to say, I don't understand how a chief of police was on the department, if there was an illegal person, we could hold them, call the immigration, they would come right out and get them. Now, if I did that, I might either be demoted or fired.
Or maybe prosecuted.
They're prosecuted, right.
But see, that was before 79, right?
That's right. I retired in 88.
Yeah, Special Order 40 killed all of that. It made it where they could no longer ask questions. It was ridiculous. And I hear people all the time tell me what a great police chief Daryl Gates was.
Well, horrible.
Thank you. And here's a guy who signed. Here's a guy who signed this and agreed with it.
That's right.
What I mean? The city council brought up, and Gates says, oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
And what I don't understand, he was the last civil service chief. He could have stood there and fought that. And nothing
they could have done.
They couldn't have done nothing to him.
That's right. Lou, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
You take care.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's go to Pete calling from Paradise Valley, California. Paradise, California.
How you doing, Terry?
What do you say, Pete?
I wonder if you were amused and as unsurprised as I was with the recent developments with Mayor Villagrosa.
And his whore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, when he was elected, I moved out of L.A. and moved up to Northern California not a month after that because I knew it was just going to be the total downfall of L.A.
It's just horrible.
He illustrated that his morals are lower than whale poop.
I say that, too. But I use a different adjective. But here's a guy who married man. He's got all these kids and stuff. He's got two bastard children from previous relationships. Here's a guy who got caught up with a broad that's been passed around like the big box of Cracker Jacks. I mean, she's been passed around. This broad's got more mileage on her than a set of Bridgestones. You know what I mean? She's been from pillar to post with every major Hispanic politician you can find, and he hooks up with her. I'd go get tested for AIDS. You know what I mean? I'd go get tested for the clap.
Yeah, no. My point is,
he's horrible.
Control his own personal life, and now he's supposed to be in control of an entire city.
Yeah, we're going to trust him now, and his wife can't even trust him. Give me a break. And let me tell you something. If these stupid people in this city reelect this clown, put him back in office after you know how his people say, well, his personal life has nothing to do with the way he runs the city. Yes, it does.
That's wrong. That's
a fidelity.
Illustration of how bad a person's morals can go.
There you go. Well said, Pete. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. You keep up the good work, Terry.
Thank you, sir. If you people wondering why I'm so hard on this broad, here's a broad she's been with the head of the California Assembly, with the mayor of Los Angeles, been with the city councilman and some other people. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? This broad has really been, she's really been passed around. Let's go to Tony calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, good evening there, and God bless you, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
You're loud and proud out here in the Cactus Patch, Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX.
KFNX, 1100 AM.
That's right. Hey, one of the things I want to bring up that I hope everybody starts looking at is our original laws that were laid down, you know, after the ratification of the Bill of Rights. And we have to look at what was the first agency that was created by our Congress and the reason why, okay? The number one agency was the U.S. Marshals. Why? To ensure that the Bill of Rights were not going to be abused by the government. Those are the things that we're lacking right now. So we have to look back in retrospect and ask ourselves, why is this happening the way it is right now? The U.S. Marshal Service is there, was created to make sure that the government did not abuse the Bill of Rights and the laws of the Constitution.
Well said, buddy.
Let's look at the United States Marshal Service to try and straighten these things out.
All right, Tony. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Take care, brother.
Call us again. Let's go to Laverne, calling from Van Nuys, California. Laverne, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, great show tonight. You covered all the bases, but I want to add something about the thing you play every night at 9:30 where they say, you scum, go back to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And some people sometimes say, well, you've played it so much, but here's why you should continue playing it.
I will.
And this is scary, but I was just thinking tonight a light bulb went on. What if that same person down there calling us Anglo scum that should go back to Europe happens to be the nurse standing over you at the nursing home or in the operating room?
I hope they take their
attitude and put it on hold when they're working.
Yeah, Laverne, with your IV in his hand, you know what I mean?
You know, it kind of scares me.
There you go.
I've had a lot of dealings with nursing homes having both parents spending several years at them.
And Laverne, the reason I play that every week is always I get 10, 12 calls, emails every Sunday night. People say, wow, I never heard that before. People on the freeway going home, people are sitting there changing channels and say, wow, what a racist. So I'm going to keep playing it.
Well, they're employed during the daytime,
yeah.
and it's pretty scary to think that they've got that hatred for us. People that came from Europe and Africa, South Africa.
Got to go, Laverne.
Okay.
Thanks
well,
for the call.
Put that point in your head.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, real quick, let's go to Dave calling from Eureka, California. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 20 seconds.
They're trying to reinvent this little blue card for the ag jobs bill to get a lot more of them in here under that guise. The bridge that fell, they're going to want a bunch of them to stay here and help rebuild our bridges. They've just got, they're going to come at us from all sides now, Terry.
I agree.
You've got to call 800-840-9281. That's our Congress and Senate. And get on them and keep on them until they go away or wherever they go. I don't know.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Terry. God bless all.
Everybody else can't get to you. I'm sorry. End of the show. They always talk about speaking Spanish. Ain't that from Europe? Conqueror's language. All right, folks, don't forget this week with the swings. We have two good comms. Questions about the Minnesota bridge collapse and shock treatment rehab. Good stuff. Don't forget, folks, buy something made in America. It is very important. This week with the swings, don't forget my good buddy Chandler, who did the show tonight. We always give him an applause. He's a fabulous guy. Did a perfect job. Mel, for taking your calls. My producer, Michael Wohner. Mark Edwards, right after us on KFNX 1100 Phoenix, folks. You can hear him right there. Go to wakeupamerica.com. You can hear the show. Kevin James, every weekday here on KRLA. Movie review, the newborn movie. Can't remember the name right now. The newborn movie, new movie review up on the website. Don't forget you need your help to stay on the air. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget those three websites, theterryandersonshow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson from the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body.